Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice in the Morning Show. God, that's a good song.
It is a good song.
Play that Highway FM. That's us. Are we Highway FM? Play us when you're, you know, when we're rocking out. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. That special smell in the air. It's not fall. It's Friday. It's right around the corner.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was Hooman. Oh, a lot of speculation.
I can't smell it. Yeah. Oh, really?
About Hooman's guest host today.
What are some of the guesses?
Well, first of all, as I should say, if you're just joining us, Hooman's going to be on for a movie review, and apparently someone named Eddie. No one we know, and it certainly wasn't run by anyone on the show, whether or not he could
have... Sounds like Bryn knows.
Well, yeah, I mean, he has a guest that he knows is good at reviewing movies, so I'm for it. And if his name is Eddie, his name's Eddie.
All right. Well, many people are saying this might be a new partner announcement.
Quite possible.
A lot of speculation out there about who this new boy Eddie is. I when I saw it, I thought, oh, Eddie Ift. I love Eddie Ift.
Great. I thought, oh, Eddie Ukulele. What the hell is he doing this? Does he know about movies? Oh. Is this some kind of hint? Is something happening on the show that we're not aware of?
This is
bizarre. I can't wait. Look, I can't wait to find out who it is. And at 9 o'clock, well, boy, Hooman knows how to tease a thing.
He sure does.
Yeah. All right, it's time for Celebrity Trash. It's brought to you by the Nest Audio from Google. You have a chance to win your very own home speaker to stream all your favorite music. And, of course, Alice Hallel.
Winning.
Duh. Just listen to Alice at 97.3 now through November 13th for a chance to win. Here's how you do it. You make sure you're tuned in each weekday at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, not in the morning. We make it easy, just middle of the day. And you get a code word. Then you text the code word to 20357, and you're in the running. Message
you. So that's what happens at 1 o'clock around here.
That's what happens at the Alice at 1 o'clock.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Many people do whatever it is they do at 1 o'clock. They just have to remember to listen for that special code word.
Got it.
And then they can go about their business, Vinny. Business. That wasn't necessarily directed at you, but, you know, if you want to win this speaker, you're going to have to put things down and then whatever it is you're doing. Okay.
I hope I'll be swimming with the sharks at 1 o'clock today.
Oh, is that so?
I don't mean it that way. I meant I hope I'll be in the ocean. Where the sharks live. But you know what I mean.
Are the mafia coming to get you?
No, I just came out wrong. Sorry.
Ozzy.
Yeah, I love him.
Ozzy.
All aboard!
Ozzy Osbourne had a pretty rough look. We're all having a pretty rough 2020. I don't know which of us took a piece of an ancient civilization home with us to curse us all. But someone did it. So fess up, return the thing, and get us out of this year. Ozzy had something like this happen to him in 2019. He had a terrible 2019. He's had a lot of terrible years. I mean, the guy's constantly got something going on.
He's a phenomenon from the very beginning. Everything about him.
Yes. Everything about him. I agree. Anyway, 2019, rough year. Included a serious fall, neck injury, an infection in his hand, hospitalization for the flu. None of it was a coincidence. I'm sorry to tell you, yesterday, as you reported, someone took a piece of Pompeii home with them.
Yes.
And was cursed and wound up sending that back. He blames it all on a haunted doll. In 2017, so look, Ozzy and Jack, his son, mm-hmm. Osbourne, Jack Osbourne.
Yeah.
They've had a couple shows here, and they've got a new show. It's something like, here it is. The Osbournes Want to Believe. So that's why they've got this BS story.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't heard of that one. What's the last one was about traveling or something?
Ozzy and Jack's World Detour.
That one. That's the one I know about.
In 2017, on Ozzy and Jack's World Detour, they paid a visit to something called Robert the Doll in Key West, Florida.
Okay.
If you're not properly respectful when you meet this doll, Robert, you can end up cursed. And during their visit, Ozzy farted. And he and Jack did apologize, but apparently Robert wasn't having it. Robert the doll.
So that's Robert.
I guess.
Yes.
That thing.
So dumb. Robert the doll. The dumbest thing.
That thing took down the Prince of Darkness.
Turns out.
All right.
So on the first episode of the family's new show, The Osbournes Want to Believe. Let me see. Can I wait? Go back to the one. What the hell is going on with that doll? Did they find that doll on a beach somewhere covered in seaweed? What is happening here?
It's not even well made.
It's like a sailor doll. It looks about 150 years old. I mean, maybe it does have an old sailor's curse because, like, something's been eating its face. Anyway, on the first episode of this new show, The Osbournes Want to Believe, Jack gives Ozzy a replica of Robert. And Ozzy, of course, wants nothing to do with it because he already feels like he's been suffering from this guy's curse. He's like, why would you bring that thing into my house? That's ridiculous. He says, you think it's an effing joke? Just look at what's going on with me. You think it's a joke? No, you shouldn't have effed around with him. All along, when we first went to that place, a guy told us that people would buy them, send them back, because things would go wrong in their lives. And now you've given me this doll. I don't like it.
Sharon!
Sharon, there's a doll in here!
By the way, he is so good in Trolls World Tour. You really will like him. If you ever see it.
I hope I see it someday. I like kids' movies. I like good kids' movies, but everybody's too cool for that at my house or something. I don't know what their problem is.
I actually get it. I never watched that stuff, ever, until I had kids.
Mm.
And I have an appreciation for Pixar movies, but never watched them until the first kid was in the house, and now I've seen every single one a million times.
Mm. Maybe there's when they're Ozzy. Old enough to have kids, then they'll start watching these things, and I can watch them with them, you know? Look at that. Is that Ozzy on the left?
That's...
Hey, it's me. It's Ozzy. Oh, is Ozzy on the right?
Yeah, on the right.
Damn, is that a girl on the left?
Yeah, that's a girl.
Oh, so he's an old ass troll in this too, with like
he's
a big
himself, right?
Plump
he's
nose,
himself, right?
Pretty much.
He's in a wheelchair.
Oh.
Oh, wait, this is a character I'm playing.
Yeah, he's himself.
What did he? Didn't he have some serious disease like last year or something? He's going to get treated for something.
I think you already said it. He had something wrong with his hand, like a sepsis thing was going on, right? And then he had something with his neck. I think
maybe
he fell
thinking
in
of
the
Jack.
Bathroom.
I'm thinking of Jack. Doesn't Jack have MS
that
or
he
something?
He had Parkinson's.
That's it, Parkinson's. Mm-hmm. I knew it was something. Yeah. Oh.
Parkinson's. What?
That was Ozzy. It's hard to understand him. Then.
Exactly.
Okay, good, because I just got really nervous.
Adam Sandler can't just leave well enough alone. He is getting in on the Fleetwood Mac Dreams Nathan Apodaca craze with actually a very cute, it is kind of a cute video. I'll admit that I did sit and watch the whole thing. He's got a bulldog named Bagel. And here he is. And he's one of those bulldogs that doesn't look like it can breathe very well.
I love bulldogs,
teeth.
They're tough.
What's funny is the dog is laying on the ground and he has such a hard time breathing that his whole body moves as he right. as he breathes. And he's clearly dreaming because they keep putting up like they have Nathan Apodaca. But then actually Mick Fleetwood is in the thing drinking his own cranberry. And then the dog is cavorting. I don't know how he has the energy to do that. He can't even breathe. And then I don't know what Adam's doing with him there.
That's Adam?
Yeah,
yep,
it's Adam.
That's Boy. Adam and the dog.
Somebody
they're licking
went
each
full
other.
Dad bod. Jesus.
And full peanut butter balls. I mean, I don't know what's going on with that, but that's
come on.
Well, come on. I mean, that is what's he doing? Why
Nobody
does he have to do
ever
that
even
with the
does
dog?
That. You're making that up.
Well, I don't know. I mean, What's happening in that photo or video clip? Anyway, if you go to Adam Sandler's
Twitter page,
thank you. Mm-hmm. That's where you'll find this this mock-up that he did, and it is actually quite charming. Except for that one point where I'm like, I'm disturbed by that. I don't know. So there's this is just, it's sweeping the world. This whole guy on a skateboard drinking cranberry juice and singing Dreams. It's good. It's nice. It's like a nice relief from the year.
Well, I was going to make one, and then I was foiled by the fact that I don't have TikTok because I can't play music. And I was just going to record it and play it, but my player doesn't do that. So, and then I tried to do one for our in-house video, and mm-hmm. of course they didn't. I gave them all this stuff, and the two things they used, not on a skateboard.
Yeah, but they were cute. They were really
but somehow
cute.
Liam gets to lead the whole thing. I don't.
Yeah. Care. Oh well. I mean, obviously.
How's that happen?
So good.
Part timer from KCBS gets to. I don't know. He got three clips on that one little video. I'm like, what? And where's Stan?
Yeah.
Where is Stan?
Where is Stan? I don't know.
Somebody get Stan on the phone.
Yeah. Is that? Am I looking at Adam Sandler's mansion in the background there?
Oh, maybe. I didn't even notice.
Like, what a property!
Yeah, that probably is.
What a
mansion,
freaking
I
property
bet.
This is that dog has the run of.
Of course.
Go
you
back
look
a little bit there. Well, yeah. I mean, I can see
that.
Yeah. Look at that house. I mean, nice. He's clearly got a rolling hill going there. That is
good for him.
Adam Sandler money. Peanut butter ball.
Don't.
Paul McCartney. Yeah, I'm going there.
Don't
I'm,
say
I'm
that
sorry,
anymore.
But that's what it looks like.
Nobody
I mean, what's
does
he even
that.
Doing? He's jumping up and down and
in
stuff.
In the history
what's
of mankind,
oh
it's
my
never
God.
Been done.
You have clearly not met any men. Oh, anyway, here's the next story. Paul McCartney is coming back on December 11th with a record called McCartney 3. It's a self-titled album that arrives on the 50th anniversary of his first solo album. McCartney 1. And then in 1980, he did a follow-up, McCartney 2, and now McCartney 3 is a solo album in every sense. Self-produced, recorded solely by McCartney. He plays every instrument on it. And he wasn't planning to do this in 2020, but then 2020 happened, and he found himself saying, oh, you know what I'd like to do? I think I'll make myself another record. That's what he sounds like in my head, I guess.
Okay.
I'm not really sure what happened with that.
You know, it's trippy that I've read a lot of music news type stuff, and I've seen some artists say, yeah, we're not putting out an album till we can tour. Mm. Why would we do that?
I don't know,
the
streaming
whole
money?
System is set up to put out a record and then go on tour.
And capitalize on it.
If you don't do that, then you don't get a record. That's mm-hmm. the bottom line. And then others have been like, well, we worked on it. It's... You know,
it's ready.
Some good albums have come out.
Yeah.
But I also understand the people who've said, even if they've got it done, I'm not putting it out till we can go, you know, work
the
thing.
Yeah, I need to eat. I suppose if you are a band with a name already, maybe you'd say, I'll put it out and I'll do some merchandising on my website or something.
Sure.
So that, you know, I can sell some $5 t-shirts for $25.
If you have a trailer, I'll put it up at Sarah and Vinny's Facebook page. It's pretty cool.
Oh, this is for the Paul McCartney record?
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's doing it on Reel to Reel.
Paul McCartney, in particular, is one of the last guys who needs even $1. So.
Yeah, he doesn't. And yet, he'll get many of them. Lefty. Written by Paul McCartney, played by Paul McCartney, recorded by Paul McCartney, produced by Paul McCartney. It's all Paul, all the time. I'll leave you with this. The Country Music Awards were last night, or the CMT Music Awards. I'm not sure what CMT is. Country Music Television? I don't know. And Carrie Underwood was the big winner. Surprise, she's amazing.
She is amazing.
She won Video of the Year and Female Video of the Year for a song called Drinkin' Alone. And Granger Smith took home the first and hopefully last Quarantine Video of the Year for Don't Cough on Me. So there were many winners, of course, and if you want a full list, you know, maybe we can put the full list of country music winners up on the Facebook page. But congratulations to them.
Let me ask you a question, Clarkie.
Yes, dear, I'm ready for questions.
When would you say the last time you sat down by yourself and just got ripped?
It wasn't that long ago.
What?
Nice, Sarah.
It was, I think I told you guys the story. My next door neighbor made me lemon drops. Like, I gave him a bunch of my lemons, and he made me a pitcher of lemon drops. And he dropped it off at the house at like 3:30 on a Friday, and everyone was not in the house. And then it was like 4 o'clock. I'm like, well, how long do I have to wait for this? So I started drinking it, and I barfed. This
what?
Was in quarantine. This was not that long ago. I swear, well, I told you,
didn't
you guys
tell us
this.
About barfing.
Oh, you yeah. didn't tell us you barf. Yeah,
full on, all the way across the sky, rainbow barf. I mean, it wasn't that long ago.
I think I ran that best of last when you guys were on vacation, but there's no barfing. It was about
yeah. You didn't tell
lemon.
A barf.
Well, I don't
story.
Like to tell you everything.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
sorry I said anything about it now. I was. I'm telling you, John comes home at 5 o'clock. I'm schnockered. It's only been an hour, and then I keep on drinking. And then he's like, oh, here's dinner. I'm like, well, I can't eat that. That seems like that'll
come
make
right
me throw up.
Up.
Mm-hmm. And then I was just like, just wasted and passed out by 6:30. It was not a proud moment. So the last time, that's the last time.
And then what? You woke up in the morning and barfed or what?
No, I'm pretty sure I got to get out of bed to barf at some point. Like,
man.
Not long after I got into bed. It's always for the best when you barf, you know, get it out, get the poison out. But I did feel like that's not supposed to, you know, by the time I'm in my mid-50s, which is where I'm at, you should have some kind of handle on the intake and what you're capable of. They were the most potent. I think I only had three. Like, they must have just been all vodka. He's such a good bartender. He used to bartend at this place we'd go to, and I'd get his lemon drops, and he gave me a pitcher. I'm like, oh.
And you barfed.
Not long after I started either, I'm telling you. I think I barfed by 7 o'clock, and I started on him at 4.
Oh, my God.
I know. Tell me.
Here's awesome. Awesome.
Loser.
Drinking alone.
She's saying to some guy, we should be out of here. We should be drinking alone.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's totally different than I thought.
Yeah, turns out. I guess I didn't have to tell that story. Okay, what's coming up in the news, Vin? I do it to myself.
No idea.
All right, great.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.